From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Noah Taborda. Governor Eric Greitens is resigning from office, capping off a dramatic 5 months that saw his political fortunes completely collapse. Jason Rosenbaum has more.
Greitens announced on Tuesday that he will step down from office. It comes after he faced scandals on multiple fronts after he admitted to having an extramarital affair in January. The GOP chief executive with presidential ambitions nearly went to trial for taking a semi-nude photo of a woman he had an affair with without her consent. He was also facing criminal charges for illegally obtaining a fundraising list from The Mission Continues, a veterans charity he helped set up. Greitens had steadfastly refused to step down, even as he faced impeachment. But after his decision, GOP Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson will take the reins of Missouri state government. Parson will become the first lieutenant governor to take on Missouri's top job since Roger Wilson in 2000. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Greitens will step aside Friday at 5 p.m. Meanwhile, the president of the University of Missouri system believes that his office must exercise strong leadership when there is a crisis at one of the four universities. Jason Rosenbaum explains why.
Moonshoy became University of Missouri system president after Tim Wolf resigned. Wolf faced widespread criticism for not intervening enough during protests in 2015 at the University of Missouri-Columbia. Choi says the UM system needs to work closely with campus leaders and exert strong leadership when there's a crisis similar to the 2015 protests.
And I believe also very strongly that the buck does stop with the office of the president. Working closely with the chancellors at each of the campus, we must be aware of situations that are developing so that we can address them in an appropriate and a timely manner.
The protests may have contributed to reduced enrollment at Mizzou, but Choi says the 2018 freshman class is up 14% over the previous year. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
New legislation in Missouri means public school students could have the option of taking online courses for free. The Missouri Course Access and Virtual School Program, which would start as early as next year, will impact students in kindergarten through 12th grade. The purpose of this legislation is to expand course access to students in financially troubled schools that are unable to afford teachers for certain courses. The bill will now go to the governor's office for approval. I'm Noah Taborda, KBIA News, Columbia.